Well, hi everybody and welcome to the happiest place on earth. It's called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. And if you're ready for loads of joy, you've come to the right place. Cause, Mark, yeah. It's National Smile Day.
All right.
So let's give a smiling welcome to our buddies Mark Lowry and a truckload of grins to our happy host.
I'm a happy man.
Bill Gaither.
I'm a happy man.
He's smiling.
I'm a happy man. Trust me. And do we have a wonderful program today. Lord Song, Gaither Vocal Band, Signature Sound, the Booth Brothers. The Booth Brothers. The Crab Family, Janet Paschal, the Isaacs. Russ Taft, not Taft.
No.
Taft. And here, right. You know this.
This group travels with me full time, Lord Song. They're my favorite trio.
They are good.
They make you look very good.
They do. Bill said, surround yourself with people more talented than you. And that's what I've done.
You've done it. Here they are, Lord Song.
Let the rocks keep silent.
My group, Lord Song.
They are good.
Can you believe I get to hear that every night?
You know what? I trained you well.
You did.
You did pick you some good, good talent.
Listen, high tide raises all ships.
Hey, we're going to go to South Africa, Johannesburg. Some of the greatest people in the world doing an old Mahalia Jackson song here. Kim Hopper is leading out. And, of course, Jesse will get involved.
Yes, sir.
Come on, children. Let's sing. That fun?
That is great.
Jesse does make it more fun, doesn't he?
He does. He adds excitement. And the guy's about 10 years older than God. How does he do it?
He's been around for a long time.
Is he really that old?
When God said, let there be light, Jesse flipped the switch.
He did.
But seriously, how does he do it?
He's awesome. The Tallies, a mom and a dad and a daughter, and they're great. Testify him. Listen.
Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify.
despair. I fell down on my knees and I called on God in prayer. Thanked Him for His blessings and named them one by one. But most of all, I thank You, Lord, for all You've done. Hey!
Somebody ought to testify.
The Hebrew boys can testify how God took out the heat in the fiery fire. Come here, Daniel, what do you have to say? The lion's worming pills for my head to lay.
Somebody ought to testify.
If God's been good to you,
tell Him His goodness.
You ought to testify.
Testify.
Can I get a witness?
Tell Him His goodness.
Get up.
Get up. Testify.
Somebody shout glory.
Tell Him His goodness.
Get up.
Get up. Testify.
Get up.
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 Somebody ought to testify.
I'll testify. God is good, Bill.
Yeah. National Smile Day. We've got to smile because yeah. God is good.
He is good all the time.
I want to make a strong statement here. Most people either live in the past or in the future. Very, very few people live today.
I confess I have a tough time with it.
Everybody has a tough time for it. The Booth Brothers encourage us to live in the moment.
I'm living for the moment when time will be no more. When finally that second hand stops beating down my door. When the hourglass is empty, I'm forever with the Lord. I'm living for the moment when time will be no more.
Deadlines, clocks, and schedules
are making my life move so fast.
And I can't wait till the day they're all part of the past. I'm breathless as I try to keep up with the pace. I could see him any hour, any minute, any day.
I'm living for the moment when time will be no more. When finally that second hand stops beating down my door. When the hourglass is empty, I'm forever with the Lord. I'm living for the moment, the day and the hour when time will be no more. So slim these days,
got no time to rest.
Never
gotta go, life don't move slow. It's hard to catch my breath.
I'm living for the moment when time will be no more. When finally that second hand stops beating down my door. When the hourglass is empty, I'm forever with the Lord. I'm living for the moment when time will be no more.
Yeah. Hey, the Lord Jesus just said, your eyes have
stops beating down my door. When the hourglass is empty, I'm forever with.
yeah, that's the Booth Brothers, living for the only moments that matter right now. And there are 45 good moments of homecoming radio yet to come, so...
Oh, good. I'm so glad. You better not change that dial, because it's too good to miss.
Mark, did you know that there's a brand new bi-monthly magazine that can bring the joy of homecoming into everyone's home?
I didn't know that.
It's a fresh publication called Homecoming Magazine.
I should have guessed.
And it's loaded with stories, ideas, and insights, along with some touches of wit and wisdom that will make every house a better home.
Tell me more.
There are articles that will inspire, Mark, insights that will encourage, and anecdotes that will make you laugh, along with some real-life stories that will touch your heart.
I like what I'm hearing.
But best of all, Mark, Homecoming Magazine is full of timely suggestions on some new books, good food, special recipes that will give each home that little edge that it needs to make life just a little bit more livable.
So let me get this straight. Homecoming Magazine has all of this plus the joy and spirit of homecoming thrown in as a bonus. Such a deal.
So go to homecomingradio.com and click on Homecoming Magazine. Do it for the life of your home.
We're all smiling because God is good. Hear the Hoppers.
God is good. He's always good. He's never anything less. God is good. He's always good. That's why I know I am blessed. God is good. He's always good. He's never anything less.
I don't know how many times I've said this. You don't replace anybody. Mark Lowry, when you left, that was a big, big hole. And we did not replace you. We did something different. And yeah. God sent along this sweet kid named Marshall Hall.
And he sings this song. You know the good news is, Bill, if God had a refrigerator, your picture would be on it. That's what Jesus thinks about us.
Loves me. This I know. For the Bible, it it tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, oh, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Didn't get any better, Bill.
No.
Thank God.
I forget the theologian when they ask him, what was the most important theology that you've ever learned in your time?
Karl Barth.
Yes.
And he said, Jesus loves me.
This I know.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's go to the phone, because every program we always like to talk to one of our friends, and I have a good friend on the phone, Mark Trammell. Mark Trammell.
Yes.
Bill Gaither, smile. You're on Homecoming Radio.
How are you?
And also with me, who's going to interrogate you,
is another Mark.
Mark Lowry.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, man. How you doing?
How you doing?
And Phil Brower.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Phil.
Hi, bud.
So we have got you cornered this morning, Mark.
Oh, let us pray.
Mark, I remember the time, you know, the cathedrals always stopped by our house from the beginning. And, of course, they had different people who were singing baritone, but never get the first time they brought you by.
Well, I hope you get over it at some point.
and Gloria fed you breakfast.
Yes, she did.
And remember, we went to the building next door, which was an old warehouse building, and got a bunch of sheet music. Stacked some sheet music together in the cathedrals. You guys took it out and packaged it and sold it for about 2 or 3 years, did you, on the road?
Do you know that I had that stuff in my garage in my Florida room for over 2 years? And we would set up assembly lines. Of course, Roger Bennett lived right next door to me. He and Debbie did.
Yeah.
And they would come over, and we would literally set up two 8-foot tables And we would form an assembly line, and we would put 20 pieces of sheet music in one package, and we sold your whole warehouse completely out of that old stuff that you didn't even want anymore.
Well, I know, back in the early days, we had done so much sheet music, and then it kind of went to folios, and so I never forget telling George and Glenn, can you help me get rid of this? And they said, sure, you know. And he said, we got some young guys struggling anyway financially, so this could help them.
Well, Mark, you have been a wonderful example in so many ways of what a gospel singer is supposed to be all about, and we're happy what's happened with you today, and we're going to play one of your songs, When God Moves.
Oh, great.
Okay, and you have a good day, Mark.
When God moves, the mountains step aside. When God moves, the devil runs and hides.
There is no greater power. When you feel it, you will know
all is peace and wonderful when God moves.
Can you imagine being at the tomb's dark door, hearing Jesus say, Lazarus, come forth. See a dead man walking right out as good as new. I tell you, that's what happens when God moves.
When God moves, the mountains step aside. When God moves, the devil runs and hides.
There is no greater power. When you feel it, you will know
all is peace and wonderful.
The great physician, master of the wind, creator of the universe, forgiver of all sin. Now if you have a problem and you don't know what to do,
my friend, step aside
and watch God move. Well,
when God moves, the mountains step aside. When God moves, the devil runs and hides.
There is no greater power. When you feel it, you will know
all is peace and wonderful. When God moves,
when God moves,
the mountains step aside. When God moves,
the devil runs and hides.
Runs and hides.
There is no greater. When you feel it, you will know
all is peace and wonderful. When God moves,
the mountains step aside,
devil runs and hides. When God moves.
Oh, that's Mark Trammell. And what's the name of the group? Mark Trammell Trio?
Mark Trammell Trio. Yeah.
That's good.
The standard, and he's really the standard of baritone singers in Southern Gospel. I mean, I've been compared to him and don't measure up. He is the standard.
He's a fine guy. Hey, guys, I got some notes from cyberspace. You'll like this one. I listen to you every Saturday up here in Northern Michigan. I like your show very much. Thanks. It's from Spencer, and he's 12 years old.
Oh, hey, Spencer. Well, I heard your program for the first time today on K Country in Thayer, Missouri. I loved it, said Monin.
Hey, we love hearing from you, so stop at homecomingradio.com and drop us a note. Here's the Crab Family.
A great Donnie Rambo song.
Oh, yeah.
I go to the rock. I know this song. You know this, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
You grew up on this.
I love the Rambos, man.
Yeah.
Where can I turn? No one else I can turn to. Who am I gonna talk to when nobody wants to listen? Who am I gonna lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock, I know that's able. I go to the rock. Builders rejected. Run to the mountain.
am I gonna run to?
When those winds of sorrow threaten, is there a refuge? In those times of great tribulation, where my soul needs a consolation, I go to the rock.
I'm Elliot McCoy with Three Bridges, thanking you for listening to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Hey, our good friend Janet Pascal, Miss Class of Gospel Music.
She is class.
Great gal, great song. Don't let a little water get you down.
Cloudy day might turn into a downpour. Sorrows fall like rain outside your door. When the flood begins to rage, don't worry about the rocks in town. You have the one who walks on the water, walking by your side. Don't let a little water get you down. God will provide a way across. He won't let you drown. You may sail or swim, or maybe walk across on the dry, dry ground. Don't let a little water get you down. Water's deep, with a way across that you could not conceive. You may be looking for a bridge when he has another way in store. Don't ever look for anything less when what he has is more. On the dry, dry, dry ground. Don't let a little water get you down. Don't let it get you down. Don't let it get you down. Don't let a little water get you down. God will provide a way across. He won't let you drown. You may sail or swim or maybe walk across on the dry. Get you down.
Don't let a little water get you down. Don't let a little water get you down. Don't let a little water get you down.
You know, some wonderful folks in the field of gospel music are the Pipers. They've come over and spent the day here at the store, and it's just good talking with them.
John's a fine player, great trumpet player. They sing well. And good folks.
You know them, Mark?
I've met them at the homecoming tapings.
Yeah, yeah.
They're, got a lot of good. They had movement before Signature Sound did, remember?
I know. They're sweet, sweet folks. come from a great family. And here they're doing a medley of the Blood. Listen, you'll love it.
Never lose.
This is Gary McSpadden thanking you for listening to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
And thank you, Gary.
Yeah, he's the one I replaced, remember?
Right.
You were looking for someone as good-looking as Gary, and I was the obvious choice. I remember when he left.
Bill must have had an off day that day.
his glasses weren't real clear that day. But I'm so glad Gary left, because that was 13 great years.
Here's Russ Taff, Until I Found the Lord.
I prayed and I prayed. I prayed all night long. I prayed and I prayed until I found the Lord. I cried, Lord, I cried. I cried all night long. I cried, Lord, I cried until I found the Lord. I moaned and I moaned. I moaned all night long. I moaned, Lord, I moaned until I found the Lord. I couldn't be content.
Just couldn't be content.
No matter what I tried.
Just couldn't be content.
I couldn't be content.
Just couldn't be content.
Until I found the Lord. I just
couldn't be content.
No, no, no. I couldn't be
content
until I found the Lord. My bed was like the cold hard ground. My pillow like a stone. I wrestled with the angels and I would not let him go. I said, dear God, please bless me, or kill me with this sword. Cause I will not go another mile until I found the Lord. Oh, my soul, no matter what I try. Oh, my soul, until I found the Lord. Oh, my soul. Until I found the Lord. I prayed and I prayed. I prayed all night long. I prayed and I prayed until I found the Lord. Oh, I cried, Lord, I cried. Until I found the Lord. I couldn't be content. I couldn't be content. Oh, my soul. Until I found the Lord. Until I found the Lord. Yeah. Oh. But I found the Lord.
And what a find that is. That was Russ Taff here on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. And there are miles of musical smiles yet to come.
So keep smiling and stay right where you are.
Mark, did you know that there's a brand new bi-monthly magazine that can bring the joy of homecoming into everyone's home?
I didn't know that.
It's a fresh publication called Homecoming Magazine.
I should have guessed.
And it's loaded with stories, ideas, and insights, along with some touches of wit and wisdom that will make every house a better home.
Tell me more.
There are articles that will inspire, Mark, insights that will encourage, and anecdotes that will make you laugh, along with some real-life stories that will touch your heart.
I like what I'm hearing.
But best of all, Mark, Homecoming Magazine is full of timely suggestions on some new books, good food, special recipes that will give each home that little edge that it needs to make life just a little bit more livable.
So let me get this straight. Homecoming Magazine has all of this plus the joy and spirit of homecoming thrown in as a bonus. Such a deal.
So go to homecomingradio.com and click on Homecoming Magazine. Do it for the life of your home.
Here are the Isaacs.
The least I can do is live for him. Well, he chose me
when
I could not choose
when
him.
I could not choose him.
Well, he loved me
long
before I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And he died
for me,
long before my life began. The least I can do is live for him. I'm glad he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Well, he was talking to the multitude there that day, but I know he was thinking about me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he chose me
when
I could not choose
when him. I could not choose him.
Well, he loved me
long
before I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And he died
for me. The least I can do is live for him. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know he had mercy.
Oh, he had mercy.
Let me tell you about mercy.
God's great mercy.
About Jesus' love and wondrous grace. What he
He
leads me, and someday I'm gonna thank him face to face.
Oh yeah.
Well, he chose me.
When
I could not choose
him. When I could not choose him.
Well, he loved me.
When he loved me.
Long before I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And he died
for me at Calvary.
Long before my life began.
The least I can do is
live for him.
Well, he chose me.
When I could not choose him.
When I could not choose him.
Well, he loved me.
When he loved
long
me.
Long before I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And he died
for me at Calvary.
Long before my life began.
The least I can do is
live for him.
Mm-hmm. The least I can do.
You know, the statesmen in the 50s were known for a lot of movement, a lot of excitement, and the big chief wrote a lot of their material and wrote this particular song. And, of course, you know my involvement with Signature Sound. They said they wanted a new tune. I said, hey.
And you teach them how to dance, right?
No, I have nothing to do with it.
Oh.
but I had something to do with this song. Listen, you're going to love it.
Someday we'll meet up yonder.
And we shall see.
And see. Heaven's wonder,
and we shall see,
and see all its splendor,
if we will pause,
if we surrender our lives to him,
while here below,
we'll meet again,
way out there,
and all of our
joys we'll share,
and on that great
final day,
there'll be no more
need to pray, our work will be done, our crown will be won. Our debts will be paid. Then we can shout. Then we can sing. Glad, happy praises to Christ the King.
Our troubles will
all be o'er.
And then we will
sorrow no more. Our work will be done. Our crowns will be won. Our debts will be paid. Then we can shout.
Oh yes, we can
then
shout.
Then we can sing.
Oh yes, we can
that
sing.
be done. Our crowns will be won.
Our debts will be paid.
I know our debts will be paid. Then we can shout.
Oh, yes, we can shout.
We can see.
Oh, yes, we can
that
see.
That happy praises.
That happy, happy
to
praises.
Christ.
Signature Sound. And you know, when it comes to good folks in gospel music, they don't get any better than Jeff and Sherry Easter, right?
And they'll fix your bus, too.
Jeff can fix anything.
He can fix anything. I mean, I've been backstage and seen him working on buses and then walk right to the stage with grease under his fingernails. He's a saint.
And I tell you what, if you got anything electronic, he programmed my phone, all that good stuff. But here they are singing about praising God in the good times and in the bad times.
When you're up against a wall and your mountain seems so tall, and you realize that life's not always fair, you can run away and hide, let the old man decide. You can change your circumstances with a prayer. When everything falls apart, praise His name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and you'll take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, just raise your hands and say,
thank you.
It's always fun, and we're going to smile, whether or not it's Smile Dale or not.
We're smiling.
And if you're out there in cyberspace this week, I have a clue. I don't even have a clue what cyberspace is. Stop by homecomingradio.com and leave us a note. While you're there, check out our live tour schedule or get all the latest news on some new Gaither videos that are about to be released. Homecomingradio.com. The only guy I ever knew who smiled every day, all the time, all his life, was Jay Kess. And he'd always say, Bill, you know, things will either get better or get worse or stay about the same. In the meantime, we can't do much about it, so let's just leave it to him, okay? And smile, I guess. I'm Bill Gaither. Thanking you for your time. Keep singing, everybody. Goodbye.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way, and until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.